Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. Good morning.
Good morning.
2 weeks recording now. This has been wonderful. We're so happy. We have decided not to record on Sundays or to release on Sundays because it's Sunday. We want to spend time with our family. And so we're going to continually record and post Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's the plan. So we're excited. And actually, the devotional only has 1 week in devotional, so it really works out, actually.
Yeah. It's just for Dallas to be able to rest instead of editing.
I spend so much time editing these videos and all the other videos.
We can still pray and read the Bible and go to the church, mm-hmm. but resting from editing.
Yeah. It's good. I'm excited about that, too. So, episode today, wanting more. Sound familiar? The verses today, Exodus 16, 1 through 31. And the main verse today, Exodus 16, 16. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent. Oh, I like where this is headed. The manna, from heaven. You actually had a really cool revelation the other day. You were sharing, you don't remember, but I do. You were saying that just as like they got extra than they needed, right? They got more than they needed, right? They were only supposed to get enough manna to survive for that day. But they got extra and it got moldy and got bad. And we can apply this so many areas in our life, right? Especially with a podcast, right? Overdoing it. There's only enough for today and today only.
Yeah.
Right?
It's for everything we do in a day. Sometimes we overwhelm ourselves with so many things. And I feel like sometimes the Lord is saying, don't do that. Thing like don't clean that part today of the house and go spend time with your son. You know, I feel like I have the feeling of you don't go there, don't do that because you're doing too much. So it's, and then I thought just about the like the manna that if you get it too much, it's not going to be blessed. You know,
that was it. Some of it's blessed until a point.
Yeah,
you know,
the manna like you have to organize, you have to clean your house, but when it's like. Too much and or working too much could be applied to any area, right? Or Dallas is working too much and he doesn't have time for us anymore. So it becomes not blessed anymore.
Yeah.
This is what the feeling that I had.
That's good. When I was reading. Let's read this. Wanting more. An older couple was looking for a piece of property in a neighborhood dotted with brand new expensive homes. Through careful planning, the couple had paid off their first home and put their kids through college. Now they wanted to build their dream home in which to retire. As they drove around the subdivision, the husband was impressed by the number of young families living in the neighborhood. They noticed they all had nice cars. He was curious because the local economy was suffering. How can these young people afford such nice houses? He asked the realtor. Many of them can't, the realtor responded. They've just got adjustable rates, so their payments are low now, but they won't be able to afford the payments when interest rises. They also bought fancy cars with low interest loans. They're funding their lifestyle through credit card debt. He thought for a moment and then added, I think a lot of them grew up in nice houses. They think they deserve everything their parents had, even though their parents worked for it for years. The Israelites may have felt a similar sense of entitlement. They were wandering in the wilderness. There were no crops or livestock. They gathered their own food. But miraculously, God provided for them each day with a flake-like substance that was called manna, or bread from heaven. I bet it was delicious, like French toast. The people were warned not to take more of the manna than they needed for the day, and under no conditions were they to store it until morning. The only exception was on the sixth day when they were allowed to gather 2 days' worth to provide for the Sabbath. But some of the Israelites didn't listen. They gathered more manna than they needed and stored it. In the morning, the bread was full of maggots and began to smell. Soon everybody knew they had disobeyed because of the stench of the rotting manna. Some of the young couples in the fancy neighborhood probably found themselves in a similar embarrassing situation. Using creative financing, they had taken what they wanted. One day, they awoke to find the new house and new car smell had been replaced by the stench of unpaid credit card bills. Their secret was discovered when the foreclosure sign was placed of the lawn in their luxury house. It's true that God wants to bless us, but sometimes we think that means we should get this stuff we want right now. God told the Israelites to take only what they needed because he wanted to teach them daily dependence on him. That's so hard. Daily dependence. Sometimes there's seasons where you're like, yeah, I really trust God and I really depend on God right now. But then there's other seasons where you're doing good and you're like, all right, Lord, thanks. It's so hard to always be, for me anyways, as a provider, as a man, I think. For me, maybe you can't relate to that. I don't know.
I was just thinking, makes me want to cry when they knew that they were receiving manna from heaven. So they would have, for each day, God was taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, he was sending food from heaven to them.
Yeah.
And they would have for each day. And it makes me think like how ungrateful we are. Because we are receiving what we know that comes from God. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I want something else. I want these things that I had in my past.
Yeah.
And it, like, how sad, you know, if, like, God hearing this. Like, he just gave the, like, that food, the manna, I bet it was, like, God sustained them with all the, it had everything they needed for their body.
Mm-hmm.
God would not give them something that would not be enough for their body. All the proteins and natural things and vitamins and everything. Mm-hmm. Had everything they needed.
Yeah.
I believe. And they were like, I want something else.
Mm-hmm. I want more.
Yeah.
I want to store up.
Like, imagine. Like, okay, God can make everything, you know?
And that's such the American mindset. Like, I need more, you know? I mean, I'm sure it's in Brazil too, but...
No, everywhere. Like, in Israel.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So it's just that the heart of man, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I need more, you know?
We are never satisfied. Yeah, no. We want more food. We want different things every day instead of just being with him at his presence or just receiving what he's giving to us.
Yeah, this next part. God told the Israelites to only take what they needed because he needed them to depend on him daily. Later, Jesus taught his disciples to pray for their daily bread. Matthew 6:11. Growing closer to God means knowing the difference between our wants and our needs and understanding that God's blessings aren't necessarily momentary. As we trust God to meet our desires, our wants and needs may change. Interesting. So, I think this is a great devotional because who doesn't want more, right? I think this can be applied to every single person. A lot of our devotional subs have been kind of directed towards marriage and couples and relationships, but this one is for everyone because who doesn't want a better house, a better car, a better job, a better pay, a better everything, right?
Yeah.
Everyone wants more.
Mm-hmm.
So our questions today, to some, it may have seemed wise for the Israelites to gather extra manna and save it just in case. We live in that just in case place sometimes. Like, just in case, I'm going to do this just in case God doesn't provide. I'm going to do this just in case he forgets the timeline or whatever it is, right? Sometimes we live there. What's the difference between smart financial planning and trusting God to provide for our needs, both now and in the future? This is a question for me. Wow. Because as I was saying earlier, as a man, it's my duty to provide for my family, right? But what's the difference? What's the balance between me working and letting God take care of the rest and me overworking to not trust God, right? That's a crazy balance that I haven't figured out yet. Because sometimes I trust God more than other times. And you have this really cool understanding. You're like, it's going to be there, you know? Like, not just because I work, but you're like, I trust God.
Yeah.
You have so many stories in your life where you've trusted God and depended on God in this way. And me too. But I still just, that's a really heavy area for me to trust God, you know?
I just know he will provide.
Yeah, you just, the food will be there in the kitchen when I go.
Yeah.
It's fine. You trust God a lot.
Yeah, and even when was in the seminary studying, many times we, not just me, but we didn't have enough. And someone invited us for coffee. Or someone donated extra food to the seminary. You know, or someone showed up with a box of food.
Mm-hmm.
So I, not just those situations, but I just trust.
We were watching,
God, you will provide.
Not Animal Planet, but we were watching some show the other day about Africa and the little cheetahs and stuff. And the cheetahs were so hungry. But guess what? God provided for those little cheetahs. Isn't that horrible? It's so good, but it's so horrible because God fed the cheetahs, you know?
Yeah, with the zebras. Allowed,
the zebras.
Beautiful zebras.
It's so sad, but...
I don't like to think about it God because provides. I'm not a vegetarian. And then I think we eat meat. And then I think about the animals that I...
Your mom's a vegetarian, though.
Yeah, my mom is. So... Let's not think about it. God gave us to eat and choose to not eat. It's okay, too.
But that's such a good... Such a really, really good question for me. I need to take more time on this situation where what is the balance between trusting God for the finances and me doing too much to just in case, right? Yeah. I think I'm kind of in that spot.
I think having that feeling of knowing when to stop, you know?
Yeah, having that switch.
Sometimes God just sends us on vacations too.
Hey, I'll take a vacation, God. Number two, what are our daily needs? What are our daily needs?
Oh, this is what I was thinking earlier. You're saying like that I trust God that he will provide. But sometimes do we need those things? Do we need the finance, all that finances and that day, you know? If it doesn't come today, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, you know? Does it need to come today? Like many times Dallas is like, we're not going to eat out until certain person pays. I was like,
and it works. We do it, right? Our daily needs, obviously, food, water, shelter, clothes. I mean, those are the basic necessities that we need, right? Our daily needs. If we're talking about things that we want, I mean, that gets a little bit, what type of food do you want? You know, do you want to have sushi? Do you want to have pizza? Do you want to have hamburger, right? It gets a little bit different. But the basics, we don't need that. We just need food, right? We just need a type of food that's healthy to fill our body.
It's not even every day because sometimes we can even fast, right? It's not like our body is going to die if we don't eat like for a whole day.
That's so true. Yeah. But we're so addicted to food that we eat. We get hungry
we
every
want
3 hours.
To, yeah. Right? Every time we get a little hungry or snacking, can't wait for lunch. I have to snack.
Our daily needs, the second part of that question, how is God providing for them? In what ways do we feel dissatisfied with what God has given us?
Another thing about God providing. When I was younger, my family and I, my mom and I, we didn't have money sometimes to buy clothes. And my mom bought clothes when she could. So sometimes we didn't have so many or enough. Like to go to school and work, but always like someone brought clothes for us. Always like different people or my cousins from another city or someone brought clothes, you know, so God provided in everywhere area for me, for my life, for my mom's life. And I've seen how he provides, you know, so it just
for me, I grew up. I think I'm more towards this story that we were reading about wanting more because my parents worked so much and they provided so well for me growing up. I had no lacking at all, never. I never had a lack at all. And so I want to give that for my family too, right? I liked that. I liked not having lack. And so I have so much pride in providing for my family because I didn't know what that would be like. I didn't imagine what it would be like. And I know that it's... I was going to say 50-50, but I'm going to have to say, yeah, maybe 50-50. I mean, I do my part and God does the rest. We are where we are today because of the grace and faithfulness of God. Absolutely.
You made me remind of a Bible verse that I read the other day. It was saying like that we must have enough. We must work so we have enough to also share with the ones in need. So that's why we should work, you know? Like God saying why we should work, you know?
The Bible also says those who don't work should not eat. I don't know where. I think it's Proverbs.
To share with the others.
Yeah. So I really think that working is a great thing, but there is a balance between not trusting God, working because you don't trust God.
Yeah, right? Or working just for you to have a lot of comfort or too many things, fill up a house of things.
In what ways do we feel dissatisfied with what God has given us?
Sometimes we want other things or we want more, like a different car, a better car, or just want more clothes or more toys, you know?
It's easy to say that you're unsatisfied when you're comparing to other people, you know, that desire. I want what they have. What I have is not enough. What I have is not good enough. I'm going to go with this, that we have created a situation of comfort for ourselves. And so when we're dissatisfied, it's because we're living through our comfort instead of God's mercy. Next question. How should we save for retirement? When do we cross the line between relying on our own efforts to provide for the future and trusting God or the government to do that for us? Well, oops. Well, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for retirement.
Yeah, we should save for retirement.
Our plan is that when we get back to the States, we will prepare this plan. But right now, let me tell you a story. Reais, Brazilian currency, in dollar, it's 5-1. So in my mind, it just doesn't make sense to save for our future.
Not for us. Retirement. There's people that are able to save.
Right, right. If we would be living in Brazil and spending the current currency, and it would make sense.
Yeah, but you know, there's people that save. They live in Brazil and they have a lot to save, even to live a life in America.
Right.
Because they receive a lot. Mm-hmm. And we are not in that place of saving to be worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, to be worth it to trade to America. You know, or for retirement.
We're saving
or anything
to move
like
back
that.
To the U.S.
Just
to start
go.
A new life. So we absolutely
just
have
basics.
To start a new life because we have I have zero assets in America. When I left America, I gave away my car, literally gave it away. I had nothing when I left. I had nothing. I brought everything that I had, clothes. Actually, I got
you
all
got
my
stolen.
Clothes stolen in Hawaii. All my things that I owned in Hawaii got stolen when I went to Asia. So it's unfortunate, but I came to Brazil with almost nothing.
But let me ask you something. Did God provide clothes for you that time?
Yep, he did.
Someone paid?
Someone bought me new clothes.
Bought new clothes for you, right? Yeah.
Shout out to Doug. Love you, Doug. You're awesome.
Thank you. Isn't that his provision right there?
It is. God is good. I'm
even for you to go,
you
know, even for you to go to missions, you know, he provided more. He provided for you to come to Brazil after.
That's a cool testimony too. Whenever I finished my addiction program, I had the call of missions on my heart and I needed to raise $8,000. And I was working in ministry as an intern on my ministry budget. I didn't have anywhere close to that. It would take years to save that type of money to go. And of course, I was in the ministry, so I couldn't get another job or things like this. And so I went from church to church giving my testimony. I had the opportunity to go into my city and to preach a little bit about what God has done in my life, share my testimony. And I was able to raise $12,000 instead of eight. I had extra to go to Hawaii to do my mission school, to go to Asia to live and to do the missions there. And then I took the extra and started my life in Brazil until I got things going and were able to pay my way. And so God is good. He knew even before I accepted to come to Brazil, he paid for it.
Yeah.
Months before, almost a year before I went to Brazil, all the finances were already prepared to go. So God is cool. God is faithful. And he funds his plans. We always say that. He funds his plans. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. And I went to the seminary too.
He funds
his plans. He paid for
the seminary.
Tell
us a story about you going to seminary.
Yeah. When I was in the seminary, I was also tithing, right? Mm-hmm. And with the little that I had. But there, it came from many parts. Like my mom helped with as much as she could, even more than she should, because I don't know how she was living. She was sacrificing a lot to be able to pay the seminary for me. And I worked in a ministry that paid me some money to help me to survive that there, to eat, maybe to pay the seminary. And my church helped. Mm-hmm. So it came from different parts. And then sometimes it was missing some of the payment, the rest of the payment, because it was high for me. And some people of the church called the seminary some times and said, they asked, how much does Marcelli owe to the seminary? And they said, oh, this amount. And they paid the price. Like many times that happened.
Wow.
And
they
paid
the price. It sounds like Jesus for us. He paid the price. He paid the price.
Yes. And I was like, I didn't worry. It's the crazy thing. I was not worried. You know, I didn't even I don't remember if I prayed, like, God provide, you know, please provide. It was like, thank you, Lord. I knew I would do it, you know,
and I was tithing. She brought that into marriage because I'm like, oh no, we have to pay this bill and the money's not coming until next week. She's like, it'll come. I'm like, really? That's all you're going to give me? I'm freaking out here. She's
yeah. Like, no, in the pandemic, when everything was shutting down, I saw like Dallas's worry, you know, so I started praying for Lord, send us some help. And then you started doing some more podcasts.
Yeah.
Happened. And the podcast
took the place.
Give us dollar. Mm-hmm. So the dollars help us a lot here in Brazil because it's 5-1, right? Mm-hmm. So at that time, God provided through that.
Yeah. Amazing. This was a long devotional today, yeah. But I think it's important to wanting more, being satisfied through what the Lord provides, not taking more than what we need for the day, or else it won't be blessed. I think that's a great way to start and end this devotional today. Think about the manna. Gather only enough manna for today. What is the manna for your life? And if you get more than you need, it might get moldy. It might be maggots there. And I don't want maggots in my manna. No maggots in my manna. I think that's what we should title this. No maggots in my manna.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, cool guys. Thank you so much for this episode today. Thanks for joining us. And thank you for the people who are joining us every single day. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We did not expect people to watch it. This is for us. We're doing it for us. But
I would
it's
like
going
to
really
just
cool.
Say
I'm excited.
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like a tip for, your relationship with God.
Get your notebook out.
Yeah, if you, for example, you're thinking that you don't have enough because you truly don't. Like you don't have enough clothes. You don't have enough food in your home. Go to God, pray. He's not going to let you die of hunger, you know, or go super cold. For example, there's a story of Elijah showed up in
the widow.
Yeah. Showed up to that widow. She was just waiting for the time for her bowl to dry out without flour, without oil, and her son and her would die. They would not have enough food and water, nothing. And he showed up and asked, oh, I would like some food. Can you prepare for me? And she didn't have enough for them. She explained the situation and she said, no, just do it. Just prepare it. And he stayed with them for a few days and God didn't let it run out.
Yeah.
They still had the food. And God saw their misery. Mm-hmm. They saw their suffering. And God blessed them, didn't let it end. So He took care of those people. And the Bible also says about the sparrows, you know, they will have food. The flowers will have clothes.
Yeah.
So just trust the word of God. Read those verses that are talking about the provision of God. Not worry about tomorrow, about the needs that we have.
Tomorrow pray has enough worries of its own.
Yeah, read these verses that are talking about these situations. Mm-hmm. And also the pray the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 11.
Yeah. And
the daily bread.
Pray that out loud. Read those verses and tell God, this is what I need, Lord, too. Like, don't stop looking to me. I need your help. Use your words and He will surely show up.
Come on.
And help you.
Thank you, Mar. Thank you. So we're going to pray today that your daily bread is from the Lord. And let's pray.
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this devotional today. That this is such a heavy topic for me personally, that I don't want to do more than I need to do for each day, Lord. I want to trust you that you're going to be my provider, that you're going to put everything that I need on my plate, in my house, every single day that I need. I pray for every single person today who has anxiety, who has worries, or who doesn't trust you, or who's doubting you to provide in any area of their life, Lord. I just pray that you fill them supernaturally right now to trust you, Lord. Give them a peace that passes all understanding, that no matter what is going on in their life, whatever situation is before them, that they will trust that you will provide, Lord, and that you are our daily bread. And I pray that just like the story with the manna, that we will not take more than we need for each day, Lord. We love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.